Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Christian Taylor?
Speaking.
Hi, Christian. My name is Valerie. I'm the admissions representative from Family First. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Sorry.
I'm doing good. Don't worry. Thank you for asking, Christian. I'm calling you because I will be the one in charge to help you to do the clocking thing using the app in your cell phone, and also I will follow up services these few days. Once you complete 1 or 2 weeks clocking and out, you will be assigned to a coordinator, okay? But so far, I will be the contact person in the agency, so any question you may have, you can call me or text me.
And you said your name was Valerie?
Valerie, yes.
Okay.
Okay, Christian. So I already received your time. She just started on December the 1st, right?
Yes.
Okay, I received all your time sheets, which means that you will be paid this coming Friday. So that is done. Could you please confirm if you have iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone. Okay. Can I text you the information for you to download the app?
I already did it. I downloaded the app and I logged in.
Okay, did you already create an account?
Yep, I did.
Okay, I need the mobile ID number, the 7-digit code. Do you have it?
Say that one more time.
Do you have the mobile ID number?
Mobile ID. Is that my
Yes.
username?
No, the mobile ID is the number that the app shows you once you create your account, or you already use it in the past, the app.
You mean the HCM to go?
Oh no, I'm talking about the HXJ Exchange app to clock
Oh,
in and
no,
out.
I don't have that.
You don't have that? No. So this will be your first time using that app to clock in and out?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, you have to create an account from the beginning. I will send you by text message the link. iPhone. I'm sending you right now the information. You wanna try it? Do you want me to meet do it with you on the phone?
Yeah, we can stay on the phone.
Okay, cool. Okay, please check your message.
Okay, so now it's just asking for an email and password.
Yeah, you should click on sign up and put the email that you provide to the agency and create a password.
Okay. Let me see. It says mobile ID. So I can give you the mobile ID.
The 7-digit code, yes.
Well, no. It has the mobile device ID.
The mobile ID number is located in the upper right hand corner.
Once
you click on sign up, did you receive the confirmation email, the verification email?
Yes.
Okay, hold after on. Receiving the email, you should log in into the app, review the terms of user agreement, and then click on the three dot icon in the upper right hand corner.
Okay, I have the number.
You have the number? Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, what is the 7-digit code?
It is 535
3813. Okay, I will check if it is active, updated, click on save. Okay, Kristen, thank you. You are already linked in the agency, okay?
Okay.
So when you log in with your email and your password, you will see Passion Care. That's our agency.
Say that again.
Log out and log in back again, please.
Okay. Okay.
Now you will see Passion Care. That's our agency.
Yep, I do see that.
And then in today's schedule option.
Yep.
You will see the patient's name. You see it? Kim Taylor?
I don't see. Where would I see her name?
In today's schedule option.
Yep, I see her.
Okay, and you see the hours, right? From 9 to 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Since it's already almost 11 a.m., please clock out at 2 when you finish working, and I will check tomorrow if work it, okay? As of tomorrow, clock in and out each day. Keep in mind that services must start always from client's home, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
and even if she was to be somewhere else, like if my mom was to ever come over my house, would she be able to do that or she has to stay home?
If you will be out with the patient, I mean, you can clock in. You must clock in always from the patient address, and then you can go out.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. The idea is because, always
yeah, she's supposed to be. Yeah, she's supposed to be, she had physical therapy, and she's supposed to come to my house. That's why I was asking today.
Okay, she received the therapy from your house?
No, not from my house. She's at a place to have physical therapy.
Okay, so she goes to your house, and then you go with her to the therapy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that case, you can send timesheet, but I will check with my manager, okay, what we can do in that case.
Okay.
Because this is home care services, so the idea is receive the services from clients' homes.
Right. Yeah, I did put on there, though, you know, I thought that even if she has to go places, I have to assist her, she needs help, you know.
Okay, I will check with my manager, okay, what we can do in these cases.
Okay.
Okay, please send that timesheet for today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Kristen, do you have any question?
No.
Okay, Kristen, any question you may have, please let me know, okay?
I think my only question was if she comes to my house after physical therapy today, would I be able to clock out from here? because she's not going home until around like 5 o'clock.
Okay. I have just one question. How many times she have therapy?
Three times a
week. 3 times a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. She have like permanent days?
Well, no, not really. I have to ask her because to me, I think the days kind of change, but I know she has it today.
Okay. Clock out for today just to make sure that it's working, and I will check with my manager about the therapies from your out of home, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Kristen, anything else I can help?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.